Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your leading and your encouragement this day as we go into the readings, Lord. We thank you that you are the highest, the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful. And thank you. Thank you for ruling and reigning, Jesus, to bring down all darkness and bring your kingdom of heaven, which is pure in every way, having cast the devil and his angels out of there. They are now running around here, deceived, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But thank you, Jesus, you've come to give life and a life in abundance. Thank you for your true light is shining in our hearts and shining into this world. Take away darkness totally in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Romans 13, verse 1 and 2. Let every soul submit itself to the higher powers, for there's no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And those that resist shall receive condemnation to themselves.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful when we understand we've got a calling, you know, and we've been called out of darkness, out of being deceived, into the kingdom of the Son of His love, to be ambassadors of the kingdom of the Lord, of our precious Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we know the beginning is God made everything. Amen. Everything belongs to Him. All power and all authority comes from Him, and He made everything for Himself and for us, the bride, the body. And so we at one time were deceived. But praise God, the gospel come. I'm thinking of Ephesians chapter 1 now. The gospel came, and then we embraced that gospel, and then we were empowered by the given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what is to come and what is to come. Jesus is now ruling and reigning to reconcile all things. And that's the beauty. And then it says so nice, we know He's the head and we the body, and it says His body. Right at the end of Ephesians 1, willful all in all. So the main thing about praying for authorities, guys, is we know that all authority has now been given to Jesus. He comes back and He says to His disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples. What are disciples? Followers of Jesus. Amen. The ones that's come out of this world, come out of the deception and following Jesus. And in Jesus, they're so beautiful in John 12. Those who follow me will be where I am. And those that honor me in this way, the Father will also honor. So in following Jesus, we wake up to what is in the Father and in the Son's heart for us. And we make a difference. And one thing that we've noticed out of our own experience, if we were wicked and we were deceived, we had to repent. We had to come to our knees. We had to surrender to the Lord so as to be washed and justified by the Holy Spirit. So when we're praying for government and power, we know how God operates. And then we can think about the Exodus, the redemption, which is a type of the Exodus and the redemption we have now in Jesus. In the book of Exodus, where God raises up Moses as a type of Jesus, as a type of Savior, as a type of Redeemer, and then He takes the people out. And then He's having trouble with counseling them and bringing judgment in their situations until His father-in-law Jethro comes into the situation and tells him, listen, go choose capable people, people that fear God, that are trustworthy, and they hate bribes. Choose those people to help him. So first of all, guys, when we're praying for governments, governments is people in control. That people in control need to be in control in every area. Every area, everything comes from God. Technology, sport, government, schools, whatever comes from God. And then we, as believers, some 149 right at the end says so beautiful, we the saints have the honor to execute the written judgment. So guys, we've got to stand for the people like Moses was instructed there, is to ensure people are of the right moral character. They fear God, they respect God, they're capable, and they are trustworthy. So guys, when we're praying for government, that's what we pray for. And when we see there's wrong people and there's wicked people in these places of authority, we got to pray, Lord, bring them to their knees, bring them to where you brought us to turn away from wickedness to the light, and bring them then into the plan you have for them. But most of all, Lord, lift up those capable, beautiful people that you have made to function in those arenas, whether it's in government or in schools, in any place. Raise up your people, because at the end of the day, it's your people that are made to rule and reign here together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.